McClure Tables is a supporter of the Truth and the Veritas Radio Network. We are a family-run business that makes shuffleboard tables out of locally harvested hardwoods. We make models from 9 to 22 foot in length and every imaginable cabinet designed from contemporary to traditional designs. Shuffleboard is a game for all ages and skill levels. If you're looking for something for your family room or game room that takes up less space than a pool table or ping pong table, let us make a shuffleboard table for you.
Our friends at McClure Tables would be happy to handcraft a shuffleboard table for your home or office or game room today. They have businesses that use tables in employee break rooms, and they can even put your company logo on the playboard. I hope you will contact our friends at McClure Tables. You can call them at 800-565-0977 or visit McClureTables.com. McClure Tables, a family-run business that supports the Veritas Radio Network and would appreciate your support. Let them customize a shuffleboard table for you today. Visit McClureTables.com and tell them you heard about them on the Crusade Channel.
What does Mike Church and the Princess Bride Sicilian know that war, kill Americans don't?
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
The Mike Church Show, a daily beacon of chivalry and peace for brides and princesses. Heard exclusively crusading here on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Episode now.
Okay, I'll listen to you. Julie!
No, wait! You can't listen to him! He's a lying, deceitful monster who only wants Family Guy off the air!
But he has a gun.
You can't do what he wants just because he's the one threatening you with violence.
Shut up, Cat!
I can't be responsible for people getting hurt, especially me.
Yes, people can get hurt. That's how terrorism works. But if you give in to that, Doug, you're allowing terrorism to work. Do the right thing here.
Give the orders to pull the episode, Mr. President.
I shouldn't even be in the office still. It's supposed to be half-day Fridays.
Mr. President, 30 seconds to airtime. What do you want us to do?
Do the right thing, Mr. President.
How about I allow the episode to air, but just censor out the image of Muhammad again?
I wish that was good enough. But if you censor out Muhammad, then soon you'll have to censor out more.
No gay speeches, Cap!
If you don't show Muhammad, then you've made a distinction between what is okay to poke fun at and what isn't. Either it's all okay, or none of it is.
5 seconds, Mr. President!
Do the right thing. Show Muhammad. Do the right thing.
Mr. President, we need a decision now!
Family Guy goes on air as planned. Uncensored.
Welcome back. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. It is a Monday. We are live. And if you like what you're hearing here today on the Crusade Channel, why not support our crusade and become a Founders Pass member today? You gain instant streaming and download access to every episode of this show and all the others on the Crusade Channel, including Mark Kresland Show and today's brand new debut episode of Reverse Deception with Greg Carpenter. You can subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents per day. You can also choose between a monthly or yearly membership, and during June, for every new Founders Pass yearly membership purchased, we'll ship you an autographed copy of Washington Irving's Life of Washington Volume 1 in hardback, edited by yours truly. So why not join our crusade today and become a Founders Pass member by going to VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join or call 866-483-3833. The Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. So let's go to our Skype Maker hotline. I see that Andrew Bizzard is standing by and ready to roll. Mr. Bizzard, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you doing?
I am well. So we have yet another act of Muslim orthodoxy. Oh, wait a minute. I'm just being a racist, aren't I?
No, it's supposed to be radical white ring Christian white male terrorism.
I was catching the remaining audience up on the actual history of the people of Europe, and the actual history of, so I can bring this thing over here, the actual history of how Christians from the 7th century all the way to the 19th century dealt with the Mohammedans, which is not how we are being told to deal with them today, is it?
No, today we're told, as I'm sure people remember from last year, we bring them teddy bears and give them unlimited free welfare that we don't even give to our own citizens of our own nations. Whereas in the past, it was, you will embrace the faith, or you may leave, or if you don't leave, we will help you to leave.
And what is the, when you say embrace the faith, the reason that I played that that sermon or part of that that homily from the FSSB priest, because he has his history correct, and when he was covering the history of what the Mohammedans did, as he called it, the Islamic horror that was visited upon all the people of Europe. He didn't even get into all the details because time was limited. He only scratched the surface when he talked about the piracy and the first attack upon the island of Malta, which was a success. The second attack on the island of Malta, which was not a success. He didn't even get a chance to talk about the siege of Vienna. He didn't get a chance to talk about any of the other wars that were and battles that were actually fought against the Mohammedan. Why don't you give the listener who does not know just a brief overview of what it is that Muhammad and his descendants did for 1,100 years across Europe?
Well, it's pretty simple with Islam. Islamic history can more or less, or I should say the history of the Muslim world with Europe, can more or less be spelled out in one word, and that's war. And most of that time, it's the Muslim world trying to take over the European world, and I should say at the time, European and Christian world. Remember that in Islam, the goal is conquest and conversion. Muhammad himself, he even said, "Umirtu liqital kullu nas hatta yaqulu la ilaha illallah wa Muhammadun Rasulullah." I've been commanded to fight against mankind until they profess there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his slave and messenger. The purpose of Islam is to conquer and convert. Convert either by people genuinely converting or convert at the point of death or enslavement. And both cases have been used, the latter much more than the former. So when you look at the relationship between Europe and the Muslim world, most of it is the Muslim world trying to take over the European world through aggressive war, and the European world trying to keep these Muslims out from taking them over. They only really changed around the year 1699 with the signing of the Treaty of Karlowitz. And that came about as a result of the Battle of Vienna in 1683, which put the Muslim world up into a perpetual decline until today. Now you see a resurgence of Islamic revivalism, but really this is nothing new. This has been going on for centuries. It's just, it's new to us, because we haven't experienced it, we haven't seen this for at least 100 years, in total about 300 to 400. But remember, we are living through a minority period in history. The majority of history has been war with them.
844-527-8723. If you have any questions for Andrew Bizzotto, who is the author of Lions of the Faith. It's a book about the Roman Catholic saints that actually stood up to and fought Islam, and that's what they, many of them, that's how they became saints. Let's talk for a minute here, and let's talk Turkey about this Islamic, what you and I call Islamic orthodoxy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not called, it's called, Rod Dreher, the columnist for the American Conservative Magazine, was one of the first people out the press on Saturday night or on Sunday morning with this. Throwing up the hand of caution. No. We can't be saying that these people are the this is just one radicalized segment of Islam. It's obvious that this guy was radicalized. that says is that there is a perverted form of Islam and there is a non-perverted form of Islam that is inert and peaceful and loving and charitable and all these other sorts of things. But when you and I talk about this, we actually tell people exactly what is really going on here. And that is that you have the difference between Muslims who are orthodox, meaning they're practicing what they're supposed to be doing, and Muslims who are not orthodox. Why don't you explain that to the folks?
With pleasure. As you said, it's very simple. People complain we have an issue with Islamic radicalism and Islamic extremism, and I agree. We don't have enough Islamic radicals or enough Islamic extremists. We need those, because those are the people who are going to publicly and truly denounce terrorism. Those are the Muslims who aren't going to care about the violence. Those are the ones who are more inclined to heresy if they actually even practice Islam, and not only are more likely to leave Islam, but they're also more likely to embrace the faith. So those are the ones you want. You want the radicals. You want the extremists. The Orthodox are the problem, because the Orthodox are the ones who believe, as orthodoxy, the very word suggests, means they have right belief. And what is the right belief of Islam? Like I said, that all men should convert to Islam, whether by choice or by force. It is to follow in the example of Muhammad, who Muslims call Al-Insan Al-Kamil, the perfect man. And what did Muhammad do? He was a murderer, a highway robber, a pedophile, a necrophile. He claimed he was demon-possessed in more than a few occasions, and he placed divine beatitude in the earthly acquisition of power, money, and sex, PMS, and as a reflection of what would come in the afterlife. There is no, we talk about in the Catholic faith of the beatific vision, that one will see God and know him and love him and serve him
right
for all eternity. That idea is not found anywhere in Islam. The Islamic idea of heaven is one big sex party. You have lots of food and lots of virgins that never end, and you just continue to party on forever. It's a bestial vision of heaven, and as St. Alphonsus Liguori points out, the Mohammedan vision is a paradise fit only for beasts, because one will only find filthy sensual pleasure there. So that is what you're looking at in the Mohammedan world. So yeah, we need more radicals. We need more extremists, because the extremist ones are the ones who are not going to do that stuff. And as far as Rod Dreher's comments, I just saw that this morning, because I usually stay off the internet during the weekend, but when I saw that you put that up, I just shake my head, because how many times are you going to say this? It's like trying to deny, you know, the sun in the sky. The fact is that these Muslims, they're not doing anything special. They're just following the example of Muhammad. Just read Muhammad's life. If you don't believe me, or people don't want to believe you, go get a copy of The Life of Muhammad by Ibn Ishaq, I-S-H-A-Q. It looks like Ishaq, but it's pronounced Ishaq. It's the first biography of Muhammad. You can get it for about $35 on Amazon.com. And that book, just read it. That is the earliest biography, the earliest known source about Islam that we have, except for the Book of Battles by Waqidi. And that book will tell you exactly what I said. Muhammad was a murderer, a pedophile, a necrophile. And this is the example that Muslims are asked to follow. You know, we say WWJD, well, Muslims say WWMD. And if your example is a guy who makes Charles Manson look like someone you want to live next door to, well, I mean, what do you expect? It's like putting a dog near a fire hydrant and asking why he's doing his business on it.
So it makes Charles Manson look like a guy you want to live next door to. Folks, you're listening to the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. We apologize for the technical difficulties today. And I knew when I saw the numbers declining earlier today that Shoutcast server had, for the first time since November of 2015, anticipation was so high of Bizad's appearance that he crashed a Shoutcast server.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's a good thing. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it.
Well, unfortunately, right now, the live part of our broadcast, we're recording this, and they'll get the Shoutcast server restarted in just a moment here. And if you're listening to this in tape delay, I'm just making the announcement so that when you're listening to it, you know why. Then somebody may have said earlier today that the service was down. Let's go back to the finer points of Islam when it comes to dealing with homosexuals. And that is part of the orthodoxy of Muhammad was that you can only be perverted in the form that Muhammad was perverted. Like you could have sex with dead people. He enslaved and had sex with a 7-year-old girl. So you can do a pederasty, necrophilia. That's all permitted. Bigamy or polygamy, that's all permitted. But when it came to homosexuality, that was and remains Islamic or Muslim taboo, or that is a Islamic or Muslim sin. Why?
Well, it depends on the situation. Remember, it's the same reason homosexuality is forbidden in Islam with an asterisk, what I call it. Because just like with bestiality, by the way, Islam permits bestiality too, and I will explain why it permits that, homosexuality, necrophilia, pedophilia, so forth. Remember that in the case of Islam, these acts are forbidden between Muslims. A Muslim cannot do this to another Muslim because a Muslim is a human being. It goes back to the Islamic theology of the person. Muhammad said, "Kullu awlad wuladat Musliman, lakin waladayhu yaf'aluhu nasaran yahudan wa mushrikan." Every child is born a Muslim, but his parents make him a Jew, a Christian, or a pagan. And he even some sources even add, have you ever seen that a child is born, that a baby animal is born perfect and is not mutilated? And I emphasize this because the assumption is that if, that one's human dignity comes from his belief and practice in Islam. This is critical to understand because in a Christian, in the Catholic faith, and I should say the Christian world too, we understand human dignity as seen as intrinsic. You know, God made man in his image. In his image, he created them male and female. He created them from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Right.
Your human dignity is intrinsic to you. So it's not separable from your person. In Islam, that is. So, again, the reason why you are why this homosexuality is permitted between a Muslim man and a non-Muslim man is because the non-Muslim man is not looked at as human. The same reason why bestiality is permitted. Because the non-Muslim is not considered a human. He's considered an animal or something else. So it's no different than just, you know, self-pleasure. That's all that it is. The interesting part is if you look at the Islamic legal cases, the scholars don't fuss over as to whether or not these acts are permitted. They fuss over how one goes about performing these acts and what acts are, you know, makbul, accepted, or haram, forbidden.
844-527-8723 is the Crusade Channel telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. Andrew Bizzard, author of Lions of the Faith, which is a great book that you can get at Amazon for your Kindle today. It's not back in the printed edition, is it yet?
Not yet. I'll let you know first. We'll send it back.
Now, what about the let's talk about Orlando.
Yes.
What did this? What did Omar Mateo? What did he do? According to Islamic law, did he commit a crime?
No.
I want to repeat that question here so that everyone is clear on this. According to Islamic law, did Omar Mateo commit a crime?
No. Not only did he not commit a crime according to Islamic law, but he also did something praiseworthy. He would actually be even rewarded for this in the afterlife.
Okay, so I said Omar Mateo, so Omar Mateen. So what would he... Okay, so what did he commit then? So this was an act of Islamic charity.
An act of piety.
An act of piety. Now, when you say act of piety, you mean an act of strict adherence and observance of the faith.
Yes, an act of worship. Because remember, fighting the infidel is holy. Jihad is described as holy war for that reason. Murdering non-Muslims, essentially committing ritual murder of non-Muslims, is considered a holy thing. Because remember, they're not humans. They have by their own choice, chosen to renounce their human nature. They are, by becoming non-Muslim, and as such, they no longer deserve to live. The same pertains, I should add, to bad Muslims. Muslims who... People claim to be Muslim, but do not follow, or are not, quote, orthodox enough. And it's the reason why you always see Muslims fighting with each other, because one group will say, well, you're not following Islam properly. The other one says, eat my hat, I am. And the other one says, I'll make you follow that. And the other one says, come over here and try. And next thing you know, they're fighting with each other. And they both pronounce declarations of infidelity on each other. Both of them, neither one can say the other one is really wrong. So now you have a fight going. And both of them believe they are morally justified in murdering the other one because they both say the other one is an infidel. And this is why the Muslim world always fights with itself, more with each other than with non-Muslims. But as far as the situation in Orlando is concerned, yes, these people are infidels. They've chosen to give themselves up, debase themselves. And that Muslim, he did not, I should emphasize too, he did not have to do what he did. It was not considered required. You know, he could have chosen not to do it, and he'd be fine. But again, this is a point to make. I need to make very clear to people. It's not so much that he had to do what he did. It was the fact that he was permitted to do what he did, and he simply chose to elect that option.
That is a key point. Tim, can you hang on for a while, one more segment, Andrew?
I can hang on for as long as you want.
Okay, all right. Stand by. I appreciate you. We'll take a time out here, folks. It's the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.